the thing that Mrs. A's might, if she were going to hang clothes outside, she might put them in a woven something to carry them out. A clothes basket. And what about a container, not as large as a barrel, but maybe made of wood, and maybe with a band or two around it to hold it together? It seems to me that they used to have nails in these. Looks like a barrel, only about half the size of a barrel.
They use them as some kind of wash tubs. If it was made like a barrel and had them band around about half as big as a barrel, they used to make them and sell them before they went to making tin. They used to sell them as wash barrels.
And would you ever buy nails in anything like that?
You'd buy them a smaller kid. You'd buy them what's called kegs. They would be just about this high.
I see.
And they would have a band at the top and a band at the bottom, but then my barrel you're speaking about, it'd have several bands on it. And this nail band, the nail keg, you just knock the top out of that thing and get your nails out. They was what's called a nail keg.
Keg, very good. And what would you call those circular pieces that held the wood together on the barrels and the kegs?
What we call a steel bands.
Yeah. And what about that? Children, I think, used to roll them. You had a stick and you would roll a little thing about this shape and you'd say, rolling a... And more recently, I don't know, some of your grandchildren may have had them. They're a toy. They're made out of plastic. And they whirl them around, you know, around here. They call them a hula.
Hula.
And on a barrel, did you use that? Is that the
word? Yeah, some people call that the barrel hook. But it's, in other words, I'm taking the impression it was a steel band. But
yes, sir.
But at the same time, a lot of times the fellas say, well, that old hook's done come off that barrel. Yes. The hook's come off. But I was under the impression the other way. What was it?
Yes, sir.
A steel band.
All right, and if you have a bottle or a jar and you're carrying liquid in it, what is the thing you put in it in the top to keep it from spilling out?
Cork stopper.
And would you call it anything different if it were made of glass from when it might be made of cork? Either way, you just call it a...
Well, you ask something now, there's something that you would have to use a cork or rubber stopper in nowadays. Used to be, but nowadays most of the things is you got this little tin thing,
screw caps,
and sealed on it. But it used to be, folks would use a corn cob for a stopper in them earthen jugs, cork stoppers, and then we would seal it up, and then most all the whiskey that shipped you and everything, it was in quart bottles and jugs, and it had a cork in there with sealing wax over this at the top, and you had to get that off to ever know. But in later years, it's all been different. It's got this other kind of sealing caps on there. But reason I said you would call that the cork, because that's all it ever was when I come along, was if you wanted
made of cork.
Made of cork, here, cork stoppers.
What about, did your mother have a little dish that had two little jars sitting in it that you put on the table? Maybe one of them would have vinegar in it, and the other one might have... pepper sauce or oil or something. Did they ever have a little glass thing in it to close the top? Do you remember one like that?
No, I know.
That would have been such one here. All right, what about the musical instrument that children play this way, with blowing into it and...
Only thing out until later years, all we ever knew when we was kids, that was a harp, just a harp. But now they call it something else. And then that, and then they had a thing you put in your mouth, what they call a juice harp, That was juice harp. And then this other, all I ever knew, the boy, all we ever knew was, but they call them